Welcome to the annual blessing of the fishing fleet and the blessing of the fleet, not just people who fish. I want to open with a couple scriptures. Psalm 93 says, "The Lord reigns; He is the Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. The world is firmly established; it cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago." You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty, and the sea can be very mighty and very awesome. Psalm 89, O Lord God, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea, and when its waves mount up, you still them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to gather together. Lord, help us to receive your grace and mercy. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to pray for and bless those who go out on the ocean. We are so grateful for all that they do, and we love to eat the fish that they catch. Bless them, Lord. Bless this time. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Craig Schmidt, the head of the chamber. Thank you, Craig. If you don't have one, he's right back there. He'll raise his hand again. Oh, we're all out. Okay, so what you do is you look on somebody next to you that has one, look over their shoulder. It'll work. Rise, shine, for your light has come. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Your light has come. Arise, shine, for your light has come. We have a reason to celebrate. We have a reason to sing. The windows of heaven are open. Blessings are flowing, overflowing. Part of our blessing of the fleet this year, a retired Navy chaplain, Bill Houston, who is usually with us here and does a little thing with the tolling of the bell. His wife passed away about 2 weeks ago, and then he had injuries too, or just the eye surgery? And he...
Heart.
He had heart issues too. I knew he was having some angioplasty or some sort of thing, and so... After the memorial service last week ago Saturday with his daughter. So he gives his regrets. He wishes he could be here, but he needed to go someplace and just be quiet and be taken care of. He looked really good with the eye patch, though, over his eye, you know, kind of this, yeah, looked really good. Don't get tattoos and a Harley and all these things now, just because you feel like you're a pirate or whatever. So we will miss him. Pray for him, and I would like to pray for him right now before we go any farther. Father, we do pray for Bill. We thank you for his life, for his ministry, Lord, for all he has imparted to strengthen him and be with him, encourage him, God, and surround him today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So remember him in your thoughts and prayers. I appreciate that. Today we, before we, who have been lost at sea. And so first, we're going to toll the bell for those who go out to fish at sea, those who earn their living as fishing and who have lost their lives. A number of individuals have lost their lives, and some bell for them. We toll are part of the Coast Guard, and those who are part of the Harbor Patrol, and those who serve us and go out and rescue people, and there have been lives lost at sea of those who serve us in that way, and we toll the bell for them. And we also toll the bell for family members in fishing families, those who have earned their living on the sea, those who have served us on the sea, who are no longer fishing maybe, and maybe it's family members who have supported fishing families, and we remember them today. Lord, thank you for all those who have given their lives, Lord, to faithfully serve us, fishing at sea, job in many ways, seas do roar, and they are mighty at times, and so we do thank you, Lord, for those who have gone before us, those who have given their lives, and we ask, God, that you would help us to remember them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The writer of Psalms in chapter 8 writes the following: O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, of the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly angels and crowned him with glory and honor. All things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and all the beasts of the field, all the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whenever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him. And James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Today I've been asked to pray for success, for wisdom. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to come to you. And Father, that you hear us and you care about us. And Father, that you love us with a love that we'll never understand. Lord, I pray today for all the families involved in the fishery industry. Father, that you bless them with wisdom. Father, we pray in faith that you'll grant that. That you bring great success, bring a great catch. And we just pray for your blessing, God. You're so good. So we thank you and ask for your blessing. In Jesus' name, everybody say.
Amen. In Psalm 107, we read, Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. He stilled the storms to a whisper, The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it was calm, grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let us give thanks for all. Then in the fourth chapter of Mark, we read, that day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, let us go to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on the cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, be quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it completely became calm. Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Let us now pray for the protection and safety of all those who are at sea and for those who stay at home, worried about them. Who has stilled the storms of the deep, we pray for the safety of the travel of those who travel the oceans and then for their families, for the safety of those who protect them. We pray especially for the Coast Guard and for the Harbor Patrol and all who seek to protect and serve those at sea. Bless their selfless service and their devotion for each other or for others. Encourage in storms and shipwrecks. We pray for all those who travel with the fishing fleets, as well as those who carry out service in our harbors and docks. Graciously deliver us from all threatening calamities in our voyages of life, and bless those who wait at home. Keep the beacons bright that lead us to safe ports, and guide us into your presence.
Gracious God, we ask your prayers and your blessings on all those who go down to toil in the sea, and help them to be joyful, help them to be strong, help them. They are in peril, but they're also in paradise, the perfection of your creation. Thank you, God, for this opportunity for us to be together and to acknowledge your creation of us. And you as the source of our strength. Instead of a piece of scripture, offer a poem for Irish, but it's by a guy named W.B. Yeats, and the only seasons I ever fished, I was on a scallop dragger in Nantucket, Massachusetts, and the name of the boat was the title of this poem, so here goes. Plays a violin, but it could be about a fisher person as well, the fiddler Dooney. When I play on my fiddle in Dooney, folk dance like a wave of the sea. My cousin is priest in Kilvarnet, my brother in Moharabuin. I passed my brother and cousin in my book of songs I bought at the Sligo Fair. When we come at the end of time to Peter sitting in states, he'll smile on the three old spirits, but he'll call me first to the gate. For the good are always the merry, save by an evil chance. And the merry love to fiddle and spy me. They'll all come up to me with, here, it's the fiddler of Dooney. And they'll dance at the wave of the sea.
Oh, man.
But I'll try. This is a poem by Rainer Maria Rilke. It's a very short excerpt. The holy is below us, not above. And a line moves to descend. Water that lies so near We are astonished. Our hands haven't dipped in it before. And then this by the American writer, Alice Walker. When you see water in a stream, you say, oh, this is the river, this is the water of the river. When you see ocean water, you say, this is the ocean's water. But actually, water is always only itself and does not belong to any of the And so it is with you.
Get all you Coast Guard and Harbor Patrol people up. How about that? Never mind. We just can't talk about them. We have to bless them, right?
Right.
Right. So God, we ask that you bless these protectors of our... these are the people who go to rescue the foolish, who go out without their proper provision, or who lose their compasses, or and might sometimes even lose their lives. They go out when storms are about, and sometimes they get... We ask that you bless their lives, and their families, and their loved ones, who may be close and may not be close, may be far away. Because they do great things for us, we pray great things for them. We pray for wisdom for them, and love in their hearts. Never cease to invite people and help them. May they always be generous in spirit. And may we always be good to Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Now, I see some public officials here, and so I'm told they always need prayer. So, if we could have the mayor, and I see... Oh, there are other... Oh, Christine is here, too. And, so, anyone else? The public officials who are not elected, why don't you come forward, too?
And there's some police officers in the back there.
The first lady, come on.
Craig Schmidt, head of the chamber.
And we'll get Craig, too. Come on, Craig. And the first fire, too. All right. So God, we ask that you bless our leaders. We got the world needs leaders. We criticize them, but actually today we want to bless them. We want to wish them well. We want to bless them and all their talents and their gifts. May they be today. Help this community, and because of our leaders, may the rest of the coast look up tomorrow day and find in it wisdom. And leadership that is competent, creative. So, you never want to take good leadership for granted, because people perish, so the Bible tells us, without the wisdom.
Amen.
The fisher people. Any fisher people here?
Oh, yeah.
I think they might.
Double blessing.
Oh, the doggy's gonna get blessed too.
Yeah, Jeremiah, the doggy get blessed too. Go.
always be thanking for the food, but I'm not sure we always thank you for the people who bring the food. So today we want to thank you for the people who bring the food, that is the fish. So we ask you to be blessed. And we know that at that miracle that Jesus made of the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, best miracle. So we pray for a little bit of multiplication of the fish for these people too. May they find a lot of fish casting their net over, and may it be a wonderful year for them. But not only in what they catch, but really just because they go out and have the pleasure of being on the wild sea. Okay, with no horizons to their lives, not captured by anything which would limit them, but rather the open of heart and sense of the great feeling of creation, because you first speak to us through nature more than in any other way. May they heed that you are always with them, not just a matter of what they catch, but may they have a vibrant sense of life. We pray through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And how about, good. Now we got it. How about all the surfers? Any surfers or swimmers? God, we ask that you bless these surfers. These were fun. About danger peril, but these are surfers. They have fun in the ocean. And fun. So we ask that by swimming in the ocean and surfing those waves, they might know that there's nothing they can't surf in life. Problems from anything. And they always ride high with hope and promise in their lives. And may the thrill of life which surfing gives them, that keeps them fresh and young and active and dynamic and vigorous, may that spirit penetrate every day of their lives. They know that you are always blessing them.
I know.
And one other thing, I'm going to bless the doctor, because while you all like the water, I like the water. So, the doctor. Because, God, we may go out to sea, but we all want to come back to land. We have to come back to land at least to fix the boat. But for me, because I get seasick. So, we bless the land, and we bless the water too, because they are neighbors. And so may we on the land take care of the water, but on the water may we know that home is on the land. And may we treat nature with beauty and respect, and honor all of God's creation. May living in nature, on land and sea, teach us that everything is the Lord's sanctuary. We pray.
Amen.
Well, we're going to close by singing God Bless America. We need God to bless our land. It should be on your song sheet. You may know it already, though. God bless America. The light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America. Father, thank you again for this privilege we have of being together. Lord, we pray your blessing upon the barbecue at the Vets Hall. Lord, bless the food, bless the fellowship, Lord. We ask that you would go before each one of us. Lord, I just pray for your peace, for your joy, for your strength, for your presence to be imparted to each person here today, and that you would walk before them and lead them in your path. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. Thank you for coming.
Bing.
Oh,
on a beach.
Thank you, sir.
Last shall be first, though. How does that work?
That's... Oh,
thank
last
you. God bless.
Ah, you too. Stability.
Yeah.
They got one.
It came by us already.
Yeah. All right.